Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a federal judge in New York held a hearing on whether to approve the Justice Department's request to dismiss the corruption case against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. ABC's Aaron Kutursky was inside the courtroom.
We expect a written decision, probably granting the motion to dismiss, and that'll be the end of it. But with the parties on the record publicly saying what this really is, even if it isn't a quid pro quo, there is clearly an expectation that the mayor is going to do what the president wants when it comes to immigration enforcement, because this will be dismissed without prejudice, meaning it could come back in the future. And Emil Bovee said as much on the record.
Growing concerns after President Trump made false claims that Ukraine is to blame for Russia's invasion. Longtime U.S. allies now concerned the U.S. is shifting its alliance. Much of the country locked in a deep freeze with the cold temperatures shattering records in the South. This is ABC News. The measles outbreak in West Texas, now the worst in 30 years and grown to 58 cases.
Like coronavirus, the measles vaccine spreads person to person through the air. Unlike coronavirus,
it's the most infectious virus we have.
Luckily, says Dr. Ron Cook of the Lubbock Community Health Authority, the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine is one of the most effective vaccines we have.
The reason we haven't seen measles in 21 years is most people get their MMR.
It's required for kids entering public school, but parents can refuse based on religious or personal convictions. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A New Jersey man is training to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, and he's not letting a physical obstacle get in his way. Jeff Harmon has been in a wheelchair since 2017, but he's training to conquer the 19,000-foot mountain in Tanzania this September. To those facing similar challenges, he says you are capable of so much more than you might believe. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit FullersMilkerCenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News this evening is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Looking at lows around 2 below tonight, and northwest winds of 5 to 10, otherwise mostly cloudy. And Thursday, some sunshine and highs of 22. Right now, it is 3 minutes after 5 o'clock, and we're at 9 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Residents in the town of Buena Vista also had a local primary election for two town supervisor spots yesterday. Five candidates were vying for the two spots, with the top four vote-getters moving on to the general election. Names as they appeared on the ballot were Jake Kleckner, Zachary Tomei, Ronald Morris, Gordon Brockway, and Jeremiah Robert Ringelstetter. The results show Gordon Brockway led in voting with 81 and Jake Kleckner with 70. Jeremiah Robert Ringelstetter received 65 votes, and Zachary Tomei and Ronald Morris each received 61. As a result of the fourth-place tie, a coin toss will be held to determine who moves on between Zachary Tomei and Ronald Morris to run in April. The general election will be held Tuesday, April 1st. Voters around the state will be voting for state Supreme Court Justice and state superintendent of schools, while Buena Vista will pick town supervisors. Protesters marched on the state capitol. Organized by the 5051 movement, the protest around the nation came in response to what organizers describe as the anti-democratic and illegal actions of the Trump administration. The protest followed a series of executive orders signed by President Donald Trump and actions led by billionaire Elon Musk agency. Protesters called for Trump's impeachment and investigation into Musk. The idea for a protest in each state originated on Reddit in late January, and Monday's protest is the second nationwide protest by the group following an event on February 5th. Watch out for scams this tax season. Scammers are using tax season to try and take your money. IRS spokesman Christopher Miller says one common trick is using scary messages to demand money. These can come over the phone, in text messages, on social media, or even letters crafted to look like they're from government agencies. Miller says the IRS or other government agencies will never demand immediate payment over the phone. If you get one of these calls or messages, simply hang up or delete it. If you're concerned about tax payments, visit the IRS website yourself at irs.gov. The cold weather is helping cranberry farms prep for the season. Brittany Merlo explains why.
Wisconsin is the number one cranberry producer, growing over 400,000 tons of crop every year. And once the harvest is over, they start flooding the cranberry beds with water and freezing them. And when the beds freeze, it gives the crop a protective layer of ice, which is crucial for it to survive. And when it's finally all ice, it's time to sand the beds. This protects the vines, stimulates root growth and renewal. And if the cranberry vines don't get enough water, they may die and cause issues for the farmers. This can also impact you, especially if you love to eat or use cranberries. So sometimes we have to weather the cold for a good reason. Cranberry season starts mid-September.
Craft breweries who use cans are getting crushed by tariffs. President Donald Trump's newly announced tariffs, a blanket duty of 25% on all steel and aluminum imports, are expected to negatively affect the nation's craft brewers by driving up the cost of critical materials used to brew, house, and serve their beer. And these potential hits are landing at an unwelcome time for the industry. Prices will probably go up. Sales data for beer in aluminum cans accounted for approximately 75% of craft breweries' packaged volume and revenue. And a good number of those beer cans aren't made in the U.S. and come from Canada. In terms of steel, Canada and Mexico account for nearly 40% of what the U.S. imports. The new tariffs, set to take effect on March 12th, are forecasted to raise producer prices for steel and aluminum by 15 to 20% in the coming months. This could cost consumers an extra $8 billion a year. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany has reintroduced legislation to remove the gray wolf from the endangered species list. Managing the gray wolf population has long been a topic of controversy in the state, with some arguing environmental agencies need more flexibility in managing the population, while others argue there should be a set population goal. Wisconsin has also seen an increase in the number of wolf attacks on livestock in recent years, as the wolf population has bounced back. The legislation would prevent judges from overturning the change. Wisconsin wildlife officials say they're recommending that a record number of tags be issued for the 2025 elk hunting season. According to the Department of Natural Resources, the elk population reached a record high of 544 last year. Due to the increased population, the DNR is recommending a quota of 8 bulls in the northern herd, as well as 4 bulls and 5 antlerless elk in the central herd. The Natural Resources Board will vote on the proposal on February 26th. The elk season will open on October 18th. Darryl Brooks is back to being his own legal representation. Brooks's court-appointed attorney, Michael Covey, filed paperwork on Valentine's Day, stating that Brooks wants Covey to withdraw from his case, stating that he wants to represent himself going forward. Brooks did just that when a jury convicted him of all 76 charges tied to the Waukesha Christmas parade attack of 2021. An SUV Brooks drove into the parade killed 6 and injured several others. Brooks is serving a life sentence in an undisclosed out-of-state prison due to what the Wisconsin Department of Correction calls safety concerns. It's National FFA Week, a time to recognize the important role of the National FFA organization in developing the next generation of leaders who will change the world, and celebrating the 90th anniversary of New Farmers of America and the 75th anniversary of the Federal Charter of Future Farmers of America. Each year, FFA chapters around the country celebrate National FFA Week. Tyson Gerke, a graduate of Fenimore High School, serves as the treasurer for the Wisconsin State FFA chapter. He represents Section 4.
In the state of Wisconsin, there are 261 FFA chapters, and they are broken down into 10 sections. So I represent Section 4, and in Section 4, there are 27 FFA chapters. Section 4 covers southwest Wisconsin, primarily the counties of Crawford County, Richland County, Grant County, Iowa County, and Lafayette County.
As treasurer, Gerke will be traveling throughout Section 4, fulfilling his duties as treasurer.
I'll have the opportunity to travel around the state, attend various events and activities, and really connect with the members I've already connected with while visiting their schools. I'll be participating in pancake breakfasts. I'll be participating in donkey basketballs. I'll be going to a leadership assembly that I will be presenting. And finally, I'll be playing cow tongue basketball with a chapter. And so I'm really excited to go to all of these events, connect with the students, and make a lot of memories.
Tyson Gerke, along with two other officers, will be presenting how to identify what kind of leader you are.
There are several leadership styles that every leader has, and we are going to dive into those leadership styles and what one we each see fits each other. And so we're really excited to present that to members so they can find out what kind of leaders they really are and then bring that back to the chapter.
The general public is invited to support FFA tomorrow.
Even if you don't have experience in FFA, or even if you're an adult that doesn't have anyone in FFA, you can still give back to FFA on this upcoming Thursday, February 20th, to Give FFA Day. And this is an opportunity for you to donate, which all the proceeds will go back into the State Association of FFA. And with that, it allows us to conduct our conferences, our conventions, and also allows us to give out grants to the FFA members doing amazing things, and they just need a little bit of funding. And so this Thursday, February 20th, is an opportunity for you to give back on Give FFA Day.
National FFA Week runs through Saturday. The American Red Cross urges donors to give blood or platelets to help build up the blood supply after thousands of donations went uncollected last month. People of all blood types, especially those with type O negative blood, are encouraged to make and keep their donation appointments so hospitals can continue to ensure critical care for patients this winter. Since the beginning of the year, hundreds of blood drives have been canceled, and more than 15,000 blood and platelet donations have gone uncollected due to severe winter weather and wildfires. As February continues, so does the potential for additional weather systems to disrupt blood drives. Flu and other seasonal illnesses are spreading, which could also force more people to cancel scheduled donation appointments, compounding the impact to collecting life-saving blood products. Give with your whole heart this month. An opportunity to give will be held Friday from 11 to 5 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. To book a time to give, use the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman has announced the appointment of John Chenoweth as interim chancellor of UW-River Falls. Chenoweth, currently the provost and vice chancellor for academic affairs of UW-Whitewater, replaces Michael V. Martin. Rothman thanked Martin for his service as interim chancellor for the past several months and said he anticipates Chenoweth will serve as interim chancellor for an extended period. Interim appointments can be up to 3 years. The appointment is effective March 1st. Today's winner of $75 in the Richland Center Booster Club calendar raffle is A. Bosworth on ticket number 994.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Kieran May Martin, 80 of Boscobel, died Monday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Thursday at Backroads Church in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel is assisting the family of Kieran May Martin, 80 of Boscobel. Guy A. Heck, 72 of Spring Green, died February 11th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 10:30 to 11:30 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with a time of sharing at 11:30. Guy A. Heck, 72 of Spring Green. Rosemary Wanless, 94 of Richland Center, died Saturday at Our House Senior Living. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Thursday, February 27th, at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be at St. Killian's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Wednesday, February 26th, from 4 until 6. Friends may also call at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church Thursday, February 27th, from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic School in Richland Center. Rosemary Wanless, 94 of Richland Center. Joyce Tisdale, 93 of Blue River, died Saturday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. Private graveside services will be held in the Blue River Cemetery in the spring. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Joyce Tisdale, 93 of Blue River. Susan Mary Cuddy, 62 of Muscadet, died Sunday. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Memorials may be directed to the family for expenses. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Susan Mary Cuddy, 62 of Muscadet.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. We've got more and more clouds thickening tonight and still battling some chilly temperatures as today's highs scraped double digits of 10 degrees. And now tonight, we're one of the lucky ones in the state falling below zero. We won't dip too far, but a few degrees or so, which could make wind chills feel about 10 to 15 below. Otherwise, we're going to be a bit warmer tomorrow. With plenty of sunshine, highs will reach the low 20s. It'll feel great. With clear skies tomorrow night, we crash cold once again, just a few degrees below zero. And for Friday, sunny again and dry. Highs stay comfortable in the low 20s and become more mild on Saturday. In fact, we'll be flirting with 30 degrees, probably still staying below freezing in the last day of that, because we have a major warm-up moving in on Sunday and into early next week. So here's what the weekend will look like. Saturday, it'll be partly cloudy, comfortable, with highs reaching about 30. And for Sunday, highs could reach 40. It's going to be noticeably warmer with more clouds. Then for Monday, a wintry mix is possible. Flight rain and snow showers, especially at night. Then on Monday, we hit highs in the mid-40s. And you can't get that kind of warmth without some weather with it. So, of course, we are looking at a light disturbance moving through, bringing chances of light scattered rain and some spotty snow showers. As of right now, it looks to arrive Monday night. It could linger into early Tuesday. Otherwise, throughout our day on Tuesday, it'll be mostly cloudy, very mild, with highs still in the mid-40s. The heat hangs on for Wednesday, too, with more chances of some precipitation. And we do even things out temperature-wise to follow. I will say we'll probably lose about 0.5 inch of snow per day that we're above freezing. So with the melting and potential for some rain possibly, and temperatures actually dropping below freezing every single night after we get so warm, pay attention for black ice, because refreezing of wet surfaces is going to become a problem. Just want y'all to stay safe and have fun. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank.
It is a partly cloudy 7 degrees, our high today 14, and our morning low 15 below. Yesterday we had a high of 11 and no precipitation. A record high for this day 63 set in 2017. A record low was set back in 1959 at 23 below. Last year in this date our high was 47 and our low was 19. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:53. No precipitation. The barometer though right now is down to 30.27 as it falls, and winds are out of the northeast at 7. Again, it is 7 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots. Due to today's winter weather conditions, Richland Electric Cooperative is asking for help from its members. During weather like this, REC experiences a peak demand. Members are asked to help control this peak demand by avoiding the use of high-energy appliances like engine heaters, electric clothes dryers, and portable heaters from now until later this evening. Those members with dual-fuel and controlled electric water heaters can expect to have them controlled. Managing peak demand is another way REC and its members are working cooperatively for the benefit of all.
WRCO's Evening Sports Today, sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Giannis Antetokounmpo is excited about playing with his new Milwaukee Bucks teammates, but isn't quite sure about how soon that time will come. He returned to practice today after missing Milwaukee's final six games before the All-Star break with a strained left calf, but neither he nor coach Doc Rivers was saying whether the two-time MVP would be available Thursday when the Bucks host the LA Clippers. Antetokounmpo last appeared in a game February 2nd and still hasn't played alongside trade deadline acquisitions Kyle Kuzma, Kevin Porter Jr., and Jericho Sims. When healthy, Packer cornerback Jaire Alexander is one of the best defenders in the NFL. The problem has been injuries. He's missed so much time in the last few years, many pro football analysts expect the team to move on. A trade would be better than releasing him. A to Z Sports.com says releasing Alexander would mean getting no compensation for the loss of one of the league's best defensive backs when he's on the field. Replacing volleyball coach Ryan Thies will be a big challenge for Marquette Athletics. With an 11-year record of 258-87, he is one of the most successful volleyball coaches in the school's history. He's moving on to Florida to coach the Gators. His wife Jen is one of the best players in the history of the SEC schools program. The Golden Eagles made the Sweet 16 three times under him and have won three Big East regular season titles.
Someone once said, don't knock the weather. 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects started. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwartz Insurance promise of the very best service for your insurance needs has not changed. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best protection available. Please visit 152 North Main or call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
Luka Doncic is going back to work with the LA Lakers, and he's likely back to full speed as well. Coach JJ Redick said Doncic is probably or won't have a minutes restriction this week after his deliberate start to his Lakers tenure before the All-Star break. When the Lakers host Charlotte, Doncic will play in his third game back following a 6.5-week absence due to a strained left calf suffered on Christmas while playing for the Mavericks. And the Slovenian superstar played in both of the Lakers' final two games before the All-Star break, but he played only 47 total minutes. And the NFL salary cap will be between $277.5 million and $281.5 million for the 2025 season, rising as much as $26 million from last year. The bump is great news for Cincinnati, who is hoping to sign receiver T. Higgins to a long-term contract. It also means more money for Minnesota to re-sign quarterback Sam Darnold, or Kansas City to bring back guard Trey Smith, or Super Bowl champion Philadelphia to keep linebacker Zach Bond. It's also significant for teams projected to be over the cap when the new league year begins in March. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one-third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
There will be many athletes headed toward WIAA sectional wrestling competition this weekend. The best of luck to River Valley's Mason Schulte, Blake Brickle, along with Mackenzie Schulte, Cameron Neef, Hazel Corbett, and Montana Joles. Richland Center's Valerie Favre and Madeline Muller, along with Caden Stibbe, Ethan Haiti, Mason Jelenic, Ethan Bodendine, and Ethan Bindle. From Riverdale, best of luck to Lakota Brewer, Brody Meese, Grant Matthews, Chase McGuire, Talon Childs, James Schramm, and Hunter Wilkinson. From Ithaca Weston, Derek Franzen, Nolan Waldner, Caden Coleman, Ashton Bennett, Mac Neef, Briella Granger, and Kaylee Manning. Join WRCO Sports for update reports and play-by-play coverage beginning at 10 o'clock Saturday morning from the Wisconsin Dells and Westby Sectionals. From WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Soybean and hog futures were lower Wednesday. Cattle and corn finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on profit-taking and technical selling. There is more rain in the forecast for parts of Argentina, but it does look like weather earlier in the season has trimmed yield potential at least a little. Harvest conditions in Brazil look good, with activity about 25% complete. March beans were 6.75 lower at 10.31 3/4. May was down 7.25 at 10.48 1/4. Adjusting product spreads, March bean meal was up 90 cents at 294.70. March soybean oil was down 100 points at 46.30. Corn was mostly modestly lower as it continues to monitor the development conditions in Argentina along with the second crop planting pace in Brazil. The trade was also watching demand and waiting to see what happens with tariffs. March corn was down 4.5 at 497.5, and May was 3.5 half, lower at 5.12 and a quarter. Wheat was pressured by profit-taking, technical selling, and the higher trade in the dollar during the session. There is the potential for winter kill in parts of the Midwest and Plains, but the full extent of any damage won't be known until spring. Russia's export cap is in effect, and that could send at least a little bit of business to the United States. March Chicago was down 12 and 3 quarters at 5.92. March Kansas City was 13 and a half lower at 6.13 and 3 quarters. March Minneapolis wheat was down 7 and a half at 6.33 and a half. Live cattle were higher, and feeders were lower, waiting for direct business and Friday's on feed numbers. April live was up 75 at 194.77. June was 52 higher at 190.92. March feeders were down 70 at 269.02, and April was 50 lower at 268.60. And on profit taken in the midday drop in pork, April hogs were down 345 at 89.75. May was down 325 at 93.62. Brent Barnett has your full look at cash livestock after this.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen. AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Cattle country was quiet Wednesday afternoon with just a few asking prices noted around 202 to 204 in the south, but still not established in the north. Bids remain very hard to find. Significant trade volume could be delayed until late Thursday or Friday. Boxed beef was mixed at the close with choice down 188 at 313.89 and select up 5 cents at 303.76. The spread was 10.13. Estimated cattle slaughter was 117,000 head. Cash hogs were mixed at the close. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 19 cents with a base range of $85 to $94 for a weighted average price of $91.98. Pork values were lower at the close, down $3.95 at $95.52. Estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and down more than 3,500 on the year. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. An ag consultant says he's optimistic about the year ahead for the beef industry.
It's a wonderful time to be in the cattle business. There's no doubt about it.
Kevin Ochsner, president of Agcelerate, tells Brownfield economics are on the side of the producer.
We've seen record high beef prices. As importantly, record high demand. I mean, demand is about price and quantity, and we're selling more meat for more money than we've ever sold before, and I think it speaks to the quality product that we put on the market.
More news is next.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Olivo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Amendments to the low carbon fuel standard submitted by the California Air Resources Board have been rejected by the state's Office of Administrative Law. Jeff Cooper is president and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association.
The Office of Administrative Law sort of takes their 30 days and then they rubber stamp regulations that are given to them from CARB. They didn't do that this time. They rejected and sent that regulation, those amendments, back to CARB.
The National Pork Board is launching a new domestic marketing campaign this year. Senior Vice President of Market Growth David Newman tells Brownfield it's a consumer-facing brand promotion.
That's going to be an exciting time, I do believe, and this is really about a campaign focused on who is that future consumer of pork, what drives them, and what can we celebrate about the only product that our producers make.
More on these stories at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. We're up at the Hillsboro Auction Yard today, wrapping up our huge Hillsboro Area Equipment Consignment Auction. If you missed this auction and you're looking for equipment, you're in luck. We have an online-only farm retirement auction ending tomorrow. This auction includes a John Deere 4230 tractor, a 3020 tractor, and a short line of support equipment. Next Tuesday, February 25th, we have a huge shop equipment auction in Stoughton. This is the priority grading and excavating retirement auction with high quality and heavy duty shop equipment, steel tools, and over 600 lots of equipment. Hey, if you're looking to sell, we have two upcoming consignment auctions. We'll be in the Columbus Auction Yard on Monday, March 10th. We already have an impressive lineup and are taking consignments. And our big one, the Muscadet Area Equipment Auction, Thursday, April 3rd. We have multiple farm lines committed and are taking consignments. More info on all of these auctions at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Corn rootworm can be one of the most damaging pests that growers face. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit, a content partnership with DeKalb on Brownfield. In this episode of Managing for Profit, DeKalb Asgrow technical agronomist Andrew Penny of Iowa discusses strategies for protecting yield from this costly pest. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Among the many challenges that corn growers face each growing season, corn rootworm can be the most damaging. In this episode of Managing for Profit, DeKalb Asgrow technical agronomist Andrew Penny of Iowa discusses how DeKalb corn products with Bayer's latest trait technologies help defend against this yield-robbing pest.
We're dealing with extended diapause. We're dealing with western corn rootworm variants. The higher populations that we're seeing in some areas has just made it really challenging to manage this pest. And although it wasn't as bad as expected in 2024, you know, 2022 and 2023 were definitely years where we had to have a lot of conversations regarding how to manage this pest. We've released RNAi, and so it's a new mode of action that helps growers combat these pests. We have VT4 Pro for those low to moderate population scenarios, and then we have SmartStax Pro, and those would be for a little bit higher corn rootworm populations. And on top of the control that the RNA interference brings with VT4 Pro and SmartStax Pro, it also has addition of above ground traits.
Penny says that Bayer offers free three sticky traps to help farmers monitor their rootworm pressure.
We're kind of calling it the watch. And so this is just a monitoring system that helps growers and agronomists in these impacted areas monitor their corn rootworm populations. And so this is a program that we have that no matter what seed you plant, we will send out sticky traps if you want to go out and put them in your field. It's a simple way to, you know, monitor the adult beetle populations from silking through that R5 roughly stage. And so it's a good way to get a feel for the adult beetles that are out in your fields that could potentially lay eggs into that field and impact the next growing season.
He offers recommendations for how to use the traps.
You go out, you know, you place that within 50 yards of that driveway. And then you'll want to walk around and place more traps. Obviously, the more traps across a wider range of areas, the better, right? So we can get a good feel for the populations across the field, not just that specific area. But, you know, it always comes down to how big the field is. It can be a lot of work, but it's, you know, the information that we gain from that is definitely valuable.
Penny says more information about the watch will be available this May, including how farmers can request the traps. To learn more about DeKalb corn products with rootworm trait protection, visit DeKalb.com. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit, a content partnership with DeKalb on Brownfield.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Hartchie Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Hartchie Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Hartchie's crane truck. For more information, call Hartchie Lumber, 608-985-7207.
We're about 19 minutes away from the 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock hour. Boy, this day is flying by. Heading into tonight, just a quick reminder that at 6 o'clock, a Wisconsin Town Association meeting is being held at the Boaz Community Building. Right now, as we head back to music, how about we hear from Taylor Swift with Love Story?
Summer air. See.
like a darn fool, 'cause she walked out again. Bartender said, I got you. Yeah, 'cause I too have been in your boots, my friend. Opened up back in 85, got me over my first wife. Been staying busy since the first night. It's a story old as time. God made the world in 7 short days. He said it was good, I bet it was great. Dozen buckets of beer. Some say it's a cover band. That's a cover man. I know why they're here. Didn't go the way he planned it. Damn, the devil did some damage. So God made the world in 7 short days. Said it was good, I bet it was great. God made a man, a man got lonely. He said, please Lord, if I could only have an angel.
Cooling down quick after a high of 14. We're already down to 6 degrees here in WRCO.
Hey, this is Dave Grant with Civic Media. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I even rely on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Free February sale is going on at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and free gift with qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby. Free February sale going on at Furniture Decor and More in Westby and Boscobel. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and a free gift with a qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decorating's Benjamin Moore Wood Lux Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Wood Lux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood, providing one coat coverage with minimal lap marks. Benjamin Moore Wood Lux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Wood Lux difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color.
WRCO. 40 hours got me going out my mind. Dallas dropped another game in overtime. Caught a ticket speeding down to 65 and nowhere I'm going. Guess I really went and messed it up again. Now my baby's goner than the Tulsa wind. Judging by the stone sober state I'm in, need to crack one wide open. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody bum me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, and y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, hey, sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name. Hey, somebody pour me a drink. Get me drunk, ain't stopping till the bottle and the job is done. Hey, I think I might have found my future love. Buddy, you should probably buy her one. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a
memories with a brand new to blame. One by one, those old embers burn. You came along when I had nowhere to turn. Just when I thought I'd never love again, I'm burning old memories with a brand new flame. Burning old memories with a brand new flame. One by one, those old embers burn. You came along when I had nowhere to turn. Just when I thought I'd never love again, I'm burning old memories with a brand new flame. Yes, I'm burning old memories with a brand new flame.
And Maisie, ho hey. The news sponsored coming up by the Homesteader Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to simplify tough tasks with two locations for your convenience, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters, Hillsboro. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center at 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A second day of emergency talks in Europe over President Trump's shifting alliance toward Russia and against Ukraine. ABC's Inez de la Quatara is in Paris.
French President Macron holding a second day of emergency talks on Ukraine as President Trump urges Ukrainian President Zelensky to move fast for peace or lose Ukraine. Macron gathered the leaders of 19 countries, including Canada, and later told French media Russia poses an existential threat to Europeans, adding France and Britain are open to potentially sending peacekeeping troops to Ukraine.
The Trump Transportation Department pulling approval for New York's congestion pricing. That's the added toll for commuters entering parts of Manhattan. New York's governor says they'll fight it in court. The Vatican says Pope Francis's condition is stationary as he battles pneumonia in both lungs. The 88-year-old pontiff was admitted to a Rome hospital 5 days ago. This is ABC News.
The Kansas City man who pleaded guilty to shooting a teen when he mistakenly knocked on the wrong door has died. Lester Andrew was awaiting sentencing. ABC's Christian Cordero has more.
Less than 1 week after taking a plea deal for the 2023 shooting of Ralph Yarl, 86-year-old Andrew Lester died, according to prosecutors from Kansas City. This marks the end of legal proceedings that started after Yarl, an unarmed black teenager, went to the wrong house to pick up his younger brothers and was shot, sustaining a brain injury. Lester's plea deal was for a felony second-degree assault charge. Christian Cordero, ABC News, Washington.
The investigation into the cause of the Delta jet that flipped over in Toronto while landing at the Toronto Pearson Airport now includes the black boxes recovered from the scene. All on board survived. In Kentucky, floodwaters remain from the deadly weekend storms, and the state now hit with snow and freezing temperatures. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.